Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's jazz in my dream.
Since the very early days of jazz, musicians have titled their works with the word stomp. There are lots of definitions of to stomp, but for our purpose in music, a stomp is a tune with a fast tempo and a heavy beat, and the dance to go with this music. Let's start stomping with the Missourians in 1929 doing Market Street Stomp. Stompin' at the Savoy was written in 1933, refers to the famous New York City ballroom, and has become a jazz standard. Maxine Sullivan and trumpeter Charlie Shavers recorded Stompin' at the Savoy in 1956. Pianist Bob James and guitarist Earl Klew collaborated on San Diego Stomp in 1992. Glenn Gray and his swing band recorded Casa Loma Stomp.
Your lips cheek so soft and close to mine, divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging, never tired of romping and stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, there let me stomp away.
We are stomping all over the place on this Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1926, Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers did Steamboat Stomp. Vibes man Terry Gibbs and a quartet recorded King City Stomp in 1955. In 1937, trumpeter Roy Eldridge and a large combo played Wabash Stomp. After Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey reunited in the 1950s, they recorded Stompin' Down Broadway.
Man, come on, let's catch that boat. We'll be late.
Oh, we got plenty of time to catch that boat. I gotta get another hand.
Getting back at me, don't even know how to carry a mule without letting his legs hang down, you little tadpole.
Thank you.
Let's go stomping on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Clarinetist Ms. Mesro with Sidney Bechet on soprano sax recorded Perdido Street Stomp in 1945, a street in downtown New Orleans. The Manhattan Transfer did a vocalese version of Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp in 1997. John Hendricks added lyrics and renamed it Stomp of King Porter. In 1929, the 600-pound pianist Tiny Parham recorded Stompin' On Down. Joe Sample on solo piano played Jelly Roll Morton's Shreveport Stomp in
stomp, keep on balling till we start to fall in love. Really, it's a natural one for it. Porter, he's the king, he knows how to stomp.
Then everybody knows that
King Porter, master of how to stomp.
The absolute master of stomp, King Porter, the rollicking Raja, the romping Porter, the blink in his plunk to the side of the border. Who is that King Porter? Who is the king of the kings, King Porter, and constantly able to please King Porter, and who tickles ivories like nobody living? That's King Porter, he's a man. Unloosen your shoes.
Unloosen your shoes.
Stop paying them dues.
Stop paying them dues.
Get shed of them blues.
Get shed of them.
Take them blues. You don't shed them, you spend a quarter.
Spend a quarter.
Give the order.
Give the order.
Mr. Porter.
Mr. Barrel House
Bank get stomping. Make it hard, get a romping. You got the ticket for the stars.
This last set of Stompin' Jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with pianist Claude Hopkins and tenor man Buddy Tate doing Safari Stomp with the quintet in 1961. Lionel Hampton and his vibraphone recorded Stompology in 1937 with an all-star octet. Tenor saxophonist Zoot Sims and a sextet did Stompin' at the Savoy in 1961.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.